Please welcome to the show, host of Soccer Central, our friend and yours, James Sharman. James, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, boys. How you doing?
Good. First of all, hell of a win last night. 5-2 yesterday, the second leg of that series against the Impact. They tie on aggregate, go to extra time. They score a couple in extra time. Take us through the game. Take us through, obviously, you being there and being a part of the whole thing. What was the flow? Because it really started off poorly for Toronto, and some people tweeting good night after that first goal that the Montreal Impact scored, or Duro with the goal, and then it just was a slugfest the rest of the time.
It really was, and when they go down 1-1, and when the game's drawn, all those demons from the past for those TSC fans just were raised. Oh, that's it. It's not going to happen. But the team showed great resiliency. It was an odd one. At stretches, Montreal was the better team. I thought they played great up until TFC's first two goals. They were playing their game. They were sitting back. They were organized, defending really well. But then TFC kind of smashed and grabbed to get those two goals. And then they took over for a large period. And then late in the game, I thought Montreal had the upper hand. But then along comes extra time and it switches again. So waves, ebbs and flows. It was a world-class experience, really, and as simple as that. If you want to get new fans, these are the games you want them to watch, both the first leg in Montreal and last night. You could break down defensively. The purists probably weren't happy. It wasn't a well-played game defensively, but who cares, man? Entertainment, which is what it's about. It was superb. It really was. And this TFC team, man, they don't quit. They don't give up. Mm-hmm. They just keep coming at you, and full credit.
Yeah, full credit is right. And for a surface fan to watch what we watched yesterday, because it's local and you support your group and you know how far they've come and how far they've gone in this 2016 playoff run off to an MLS Cup. But the quality of soccer was real good yesterday, I found. In case in point, that cross, I believe it was from Jovinko to the service, I believe, sorry, from Jovinko to Josie Altidore and the header and the preciseness of that header and how unlikely. I watched it 5 or 6 times, and Josie Altidore was just a man out there yesterday, including that seventh. Yeah, not the seventh goal, the fifth goal, that cross into Toyson Ricketts, who put it home. But just talk about the level of skill involved yesterday, because people malign MLS as not a real league. It's not the premiership, but boy, oh boy, from what I saw yesterday, and I'm not a soccer guy, that was up there with any soccer match I've seen ever.
Well, certainly pushing forward in attack, it was good. There was great, great service, as you say, for Toronto SC. Montreal didn't defend the crosses and set pieces well at all, and Mauro Biello, their coach, alluded to that post-match. But you're right, that corner for Josie Altidore's goal was brilliant. And just before there, Greg Manny's screaming, "Don't change the plays, don't change the plays." And you saw Josie and Seba talking over before that corner. And it worked beautifully. We know it's not Premier League quality. We know it's not Serie A, but who cares? It is what we have here. And it's not bad. It's pretty decent. It's legit. And it's getting better every single year. So it's still, I think, very much in a growth pattern from a standard standpoint. But it comes down to entertainment, and I don't care what country you follow your football in. If that game last night was played in the Champions League final, we'd be calling it one of the greats, one of the legendary matches. That's what it was. That's how it happened. So I think if you're a sports fan in Canada, in North America, a soccer fan, you should be delighted. There's a lot of new eyeballs have watched this game last night and last week in Montreal. And I don't know how you can't be brought in and consider this a really fun sport to watch. It can be boring, but every sport can be boring if played poorly or low scoring. These aren't low scoring. There were chances both ends. There was controversy. There was a real nastiness and edginess to the game as well. It really had it all. It was definitely a world-class match.
James, we know there's a lot of fringe fans who are tuning in for the first time, watch that game for the first time, probably going to watch the MLS Cup now, jumping on the bandwagon. But talk to them on how TFC went not only the worst franchise in MLS, but one of the worst franchises in North America, an absolute laughingstock, to now playing for a championship in such a short period of time. How did they get there?
Yeah, they'll say it wasn't short. It was 10 long, long, painful years. They arrived in 2007. It was a franchise. They were bought, essentially, the franchise label. They brought in some big personalities to run the club in the early years, in particular a guy called Mo Johnston, who was a legendary Scottish player. And frankly, it was mismanaged for a long, long time. Since they overspent on the wrong players. There was a real arrogance around the club, a real almost snobbish at the high end in the management, looking down on the Canadian market, I think, took the fans for granted. And the fans came out from day one. They supported this team, and they saw some utterly dreadful soccer, some really bad football, a few heartbreaking losses. There were a couple of chances over the years when they could have made that stride to the playoffs, and they blew it. I remember back in 2009 in New York, you know, basically a point away from the playoffs, they lose 5-0. They give up. They quit. So there's been some terrible soccer they've endured over the years, but they've always stuck it out, and they've come out and supported this team. And about 3-4 years ago now, the fans began to maybe not come out with quite the same strength. They were still, you know, coming out, but it was a few empty seats. So when Tim Lawicki arrived on MLSC, and he's obviously a bit of a polarizing figure, he basically cleaned house, and he brought in some new people who knew what they were doing. The ownership, they really invested a lot of money in this club, both in the stadium, in the grounds, in the staff, and especially in the players. And we've seen the result, you know, in the last 3 years. From the Jermaine Defoe signing, which people will criticize, it showed real ambition. The team took a step forward that year. Last year, another step forward. And this year, it seems to be, you know, this could be the icing on the cake, because they're going to enter that final as favorites. So, yeah, it's been a long, long decade. I'm so happy for the fans, because they are loyal, man. They are so loyal. They've endured such awful sport over the last 10 years. But now, they're enjoying that moment in the sun.
So what happens now? James Sharman, our guest host of Soccer Central, as always, all things soccer. TFC wins yesterday again, 5-2, had to go to 30 minutes of extra time. They win an aggregate 7-5, off to the MLS Cup against the Seattle Sounders. Now, Seattle finished lower than TFC in the standings. Therefore, TFC hosts this next Saturday night, which if you didn't need an excuse to go out and get buckled with your friends and then make the trip from the Brazenhead and do the march, it's a Saturday night, kids. But what happens now? Because you got the one game, winner take all, for the whole shooting match, and this obviously is, you know, favoring, from what I've seen, the offense in Toronto was better, the defense in Toronto was better, goals against and goal for both favored Toronto. But do they have a chance? Does Seattle have a chance against Toronto? Are you getting this far in itself is saying something? Or, you know, listen, this is Toronto's to lose at this point?
No, you know what? In MLS, I mean, there's so much parity. You know, the better teams are still pretty close to the worst teams. You know, there isn't that much difference. Seattle is an average team. They're a surprise to get to the final. They're a very balanced team. They're very organized. They got a couple of star players, but nothing that really comes close to what TFC has. TFC will enter as a big favorite, and Seattle will be fine with that. They've been some good teams to get this far. They've got a great fervent fan base as well. In fact, the Sounders have been one of the great stories in MLS, just as TFC have been from a fan standpoint. But TFC will enter. They've got the star power. They've got better strikers. Defensively, they're better this season as well. But really, it comes down to one-hit wonder, right? We see this in any league. In cup matches, you see surprises and shocks. So TFC will not take this for granted. And the fact that we're saying that TFC could take it for granted in an MLS Cup final shows how far this team's come. They've got real swagger about them and confidence. So, yeah, on paper they should win, but, you know, we saw Montreal push them to the limit. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be yet more drama, that's for sure.
Now, is... because this is the conversation we've been having this morning, and you know, we've been asking this. I think we're going to do a Twitter poll question to the effect of, is this a does this legitimize the franchise in some respects when it comes to the other major professional sports in this city, the Raptors, the Leafs, and the Blue Jays? Because it sure had that feel, it sure had that presence, and it's sure getting the respect this morning that it deserves.
I think it does. It does for me. I mean, from a fan standpoint, in the stadium and the experience there, they've been legit for a long time within this market. I mean, they sell out most games, you know, close to 30,000 people there week in and week out. Now there's been the TV audience that has really grown in this match anyway. Certainly it has. We'll see how that carries over to the regular season, of course. And now they've got the success, right? Now we can officially say, all those bad times were worth it because they're built to this. So for me, they're legitimized themselves, absolutely. They're a real player in this city. They surpassed the Argos and then some.
I think they did in year one, but that's just me.
Right, actually. You could well be right there. Yeah. And listen, I think most soccer fans, they'll admit, you know, we're not trying to catch hockey or even baseball. You know, you don't need to. You can be legitimate without that. And I think they've arrived, absolutely.
James, real quick, too, what was Didier Drogba's care factor last night during that match?
It wasn't great, was it?
Did you see him standing there protecting the ball?
He
waiting
could care
for
less.
My God.
I mean, but still, when he came on, the fact that Didier Drogba came on, I know there was another stupid thing, man, this is his place now. He's done this before in his entire career, but he's done. He's in his late 30s. He probably should have retired last summer, let's be honest here. He still wants to play somewhere. He won't be in MLS. He'll get a job somewhere because he still sells shirts. Maybe at the Emirates or somewhere out there and make a lot of money for a season. But, it's a sad way to see his career end because, I mean, he really was one of the great players. Mm-hmm. He was fantastic. But, seeing a guy just collecting a pay package at this point is pretty sad.